The San Quentin Prison Report.
Bringing you hidden stories from life inside.
In order to make something grow, you gotta own a little dirt.
You don't tell, you see what goes on.
Because I like to be free. I like to move about the land.
You can hear a pin drop.
Inside prison walls, former pimps are working to educate people on how to fight illegal sex trafficking. The project is called STEP, Sex Trafficking Exploitation Prevention, started by an ex-pimp and a San Quentin volunteer. From San Quentin Prison, reporter Lewis A. Scott has the story.
The STEP project was started by Kathleen Jackson, a longtime San Quentin volunteer, and myself, Lewis A. Scott. I was a pimp, and I've chosen to share my knowledge of the life with the members of STEP in order to combat this crisis that is currently plaguing our communities. Myself and the members of STEP have created PSAs, training videos on prevention, and we also hold public forums to educate community activists on sex trafficking exploitation prevention.
The slogan that we've had in this project, which is to speak up and speak out, and that not only applies to victims, but it applies to those of us that have been offenders.
Miguel C. Fuentes, a member of STEP, says that to have empathy for others, we have to have empathy for ourselves. Once we begin to suffer the consequences of our crime, we begin to fully understand the harm we've caused others.
Not just the glamorizing of the lifestyle of the pimp, but also the effects on the victim.
Harry Smith, a member of STEP, was a college student when he got pulled into the life. As an ex-pimp, he admits that it's very vicious and cutthroat. There are tactics and schemes that you have to use in order to control and install fear into your victims.
I mean, you'll do whatever you can to exemplify being a god to her and being her only source. Conversations orientated around trying to divide her from her family, to make her feel like she's nothing, nobody loves her.
Harry Smith did not grow up around the life, but for Daquan Moffitt, who is not a member of STEP, he grew up around it, and he has a clear understanding of what it entails.
My name is Daquan Moffitt, and I'm 18 years old. I come from that era, so I know a little bit of some, you feel me? You want me to be real with it, man? I got family members as pimps. The youngest female I ever seen out there was a 13-year-old, trying to do her little thing. You feel me? She was hoeing. She got to do what her pimp told her to do, and if she don't do that, then it's cookies, you feel me?
When he says cookies, he's talking about discipline. And there are many forms of brutality that is inflicted upon those victimized by traffickers.
She can either get her ass beat, you feel me, or she ain't gonna get something, she ain't gonna be able to get her clothes, she ain't gonna be able to get nothing to eat until she go out there and bust her move. She not gonna be able to go see her family member, that's out.
One who doesn't have like any family ties, that's the best one.
We will address this individual as Ramon. He didn't want to give us his name because he wanted to keep his reputation intact amongst his peers.
Like, most of the girls are naive, so you use that, for instance. And if you got charm or if they seem to like you, you feed off that also. And you would hit her with certain spiels like, I want us to get some money. Like, I can see bigger and better things. Like, you just use stuff like that, just make up stuff. Sell them a dream, basically.
Here's an example of Ramon's charm. Imagine your teenage daughter or son being captivated by his manipulative words.
Your beauty is beyond comprehension. I like what I see, and I can tell like it's some intellect about yourself. And I would like for us to come together with the minds, see what we can make work.
Ramon's not the only one who has a way with words.
I'm a pimp. I rest and dress, eat cake, sleep late.
William Hearns, he's not a member of STEP. He's a pimp. A prime example of how far the generational gap spreads between those that participate in the life.
I'm 59 years old. They can let me out here in day or tomorrow. But if I give me a young girl, says she's ready to run and go, because I'm fly. And I know they still like me because I'm still fly. But you think I'm going to turn down some money if you give it to me? No.
He has been in life since he was 17 years old. Introduced to the game by his older brother who taught him to exploit women in different fashions. From prostitution to petty thieves, which he defines as a booster.
Always 8-9 girls deep. And I had to do nothing. I had boosters, I had prostitution going on, I had drug selling, I had whatever that you could do, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you, I could, you know, ease you in. If you was a booster, I had a girl that you can go boosting with. If you was hoeing, I had a girl you can go hoe with. So that was always my trade.
My name is Maria Edgar. I am currently in school pursuing my master's in social work.
Maria Edgar is a member of the STEP Project. She comes into San Quentin volunteering her time and sharing her personal story of being a survivor of sex trafficking.
When I was a young girl, underage, I was introduced into what they call the life, and I was, what I know now, trafficked across California and Nevada. I was forced to sell my body and image and different sexual acts to create some type of income for myself and for the man that I was with at the time.
There's a lot of reasons why women stay in those situations, but primarily, it's a form of mental bondage that enslaves some victims, preventing them from leaving.
I didn't stay for any more reasons than I didn't have anywhere else to go at the time. I had already moved out of my friend's place, and I was underage, so I couldn't get my own place.
As a victim of trafficking, Maria endured physical and emotional abuse. She now advocates for more options to prevent others from falling prey to the life.
You know, it's not just the children, it's the parents. Like, it's a whole circle, the teachers. Everyone has to be watching out for these children. And things that need to be implemented is prevention and education. There's a lot of programs that are doing this now, are putting out more education.
And some of that burden of prevention and education needs to be taken on by perpetrators, says STEP member Miguel C. Fuentes.
It's part of that responsibility we have as offenders and as these advocates we're trying to become for the victims of our crimes. With that comes a responsibility to utilize all the knowledge that we've gained. Unfortunately, through manipulating and exploiting our victims, the responsibility is to use that knowledge to prevent future such crimes.
William Hearns believes that there are some misconceptions about the life.
What people get it wrong at is because they think that you're making them do this. I think that, you know, you're going over the boundaries now. I got nieces, a bunch of nieces, and I think if they ever told me that somebody making them do something, I would kill him. And I think if I had your sister out there and I'm making her do something and she came and told you that I'm making her do something, you would kill me too. That's how I feel. But if she going freely because she want to go, that's on her.
18-year-old Daquan Moffitt has similar thoughts. A young man that should be graduating from high school, except he's exposed to the worst that humanity has to offer. And now he's in prison.
Choices. Everybody got choices. Talk about it. We can tell people like we got to make a change. The fact of the matter is, it's the world so big, people going to do it regardless. They going to do it just because that's how the world works.
Daquan, William, and Ramon are not members of the STEP Project. It is the mentality of these men that myself and other members of the STEP Project are working to change by bringing awareness as well as education to these men in hopes of putting an end to the enslavement of those held in bondage by sex traffickers. From San Quentin State Prison, I'm Lewis A. Scott for SQPR.